This is Daguerreos Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 754, entitled Masculist Targeting of Male Feminists. Description. Masculists find male feminists annoying, especially when they oppose masculist intervention at monoconscious feminist trashing of men in public. This flyer imagines a trialogue between a monoconscious feminist, a biconscious masculist, and a male feminist. The biconscious masculist tries to convert the male feminist to biconscious masculism with powerful, scary, masculist arguments for itself. Masculist Targeting of Male Feminists by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. Email profhugodaguerreos@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreos.wordpress.com. One of the many political goals of the masculists, that is, biconscious masculists, is to convert all, in brackets, monoconscious, male feminists to biconscious masculists. This flyer talks about how to do that. Masculists find male feminists annoying. Often, in public talks, when a masculist stands up and starts berating the feminist speaker for being a monoconscious hypocrite, in brackets, pointing out to her that in reality women oppress men worse, so that biconscious masculists see feminist public trashing of men as obvious hypocrisy, close brackets, it will be the male feminists in the audience who are the most verbally oppositional towards the intervening masculist. Typically, when an intervening masculist gets very verbally aggressive and ideologically hateful, most women switch on their fear of violent man instinct and go quiet. But the male feminists in the audience have no such fear, and since they are men, they can be equally verbally aggressive as the intervening masculist, which can be very annoying to the masculist. So, if you're reading this, and you would like to be an intervening masculist at a talk given by a feminist who trashes men publicly, then this flyer may give you some verbal ammunition that you can use to confront the male feminist or feminists who verbally attack you. To make all this more concrete, imagine the following scene at a public talk given by a feminist with three people involved. The feminist, the masculist, and the male feminist, that is, a trialogue. Feminist, that's F. Quote, dot, 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 and hence, or in female voice, dot, 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 and hence the feminist opposition to the patriarchy. End quote. Masculist, M. Speaking as a masculist, we men get tired of women trashing men all the time, when in reality women oppress men far worse with their man slavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering and the like. So masculists, see your constant feminist misandry as deeply hypocritical. So when we biconscious masculists, brackets, biconscious means that one has had both one's feminist and one's masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, one is familiar with both feminist and masculist ideas, so one is aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact worse than vice versa. Close brackets. Come across a monoconscious feminist, we see her as a hypocritical bigot. End quote. Male feminist, that's MF. Get out of the room, you misogynist. People like you are not welcome here. This is a feminist talk, not a venue for you manospheres to spread your misogynistic bullshit. Get out of the room or we'll call security. M. That tactic of yours might have worked a few years ago, but unfortunately for you, there are now quite a few bi-conscious maskless in this audience who are fed up with hearing feminazis trash on men, knowing that women oppress men worse. And you, you monoconscious dickhead, you are seen by maskless as a traitor to your own sex, since you're siding with the enemy, that is, monoconscious feminists, who are seen by maskless as hypocritical, bigoted genociders. Since these monoconscious feminists, misandrous feminists, have so poisoned the minds of young women across the planet that in the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, finding them undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. To make a point, I'll ask my maskless friends with me tonight to stand up to show you how many of us there are at this meeting this evening, making it clear to you that calling security will not work. Calling security will probably result in only one guy turning up who is not going to try to eject a dozen of us. So I suggest you listen to what we maskers have to say, since men, certainly masculisted men, are now going on a rebellious warpath against monoconscious feminazis and against men like yourself, who desperately need to be influenced by maskless ideas more than we do, since it's guys like you who end up being the biggest victims of monoconscious feminism, especially in the divorce courts. I don't know if you know that 70% of divorces are started by women. In the case of university-degreed women, 90% of divorces are started by women. If you have a feminist wife, then the odds are even higher. Are you familiar with the maskless and MGTOW concept of divorce rape? Are you conscious of how badly men get butchered in the feminist-controlled divorce court system? These courts see men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. One father in four gets butchered in these courts, which is why, in the US, over two-thirds of young men have chosen to be MGTOWs. That's men going their own way, refusing to marry and rejecting paternity, since they refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a feminist-dominated divorce court. If you're not familiar with just how butchered you will be if it happens to you, then consider the following. You'll lose custody of your kids with a 90% probability in two-thirds of states in the US. You'll lose your house to your fluffy wife, in brackets, fluffy equals, traditional woman who expects to parasite off your money and labour for decades of your life, thus manslaving you for decades, close brackets, so she can raise her kids in it. You'll lose half your wealth and stuff to her. You'll make payments to your children, whom you will barely be allowed to see, maybe twice a month on weekends. If your ex-wife is a real fluffy, you may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of your life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her part, to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, brackets, fip, F-I-P, equals, financially independent person, so that she parasites off you for the rest of your life. Maskless are abolitionists who hate fluffies and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by putting tremendous moral pressure on fluffies to convert themselves to being fips or to pay a horrible price of being totally ignored by men, forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless deaths, viciously rejected, both socially and sexually. Are you aware of women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not? Can you imagine the level of criminal callousness towards men that she has that enables her to commit such a horrible gender crime that Maskus want punished with a 15-year jail sentence? I hope I've given you a taste of why Maskus are so angry at monoconscious feminists, whom we see as hypocrites, as bigots, as genociders, who indirectly wipe out whole populations due to their poisoning the minds of young women with feminist monoconsciousness, so that young men avoid them, thus crashing the birth rate and hence wiping out whole populations. If these Maskus ideas have penetrated your monoconscious male feminist mentality tonight, then be prepared to lose your wife or girlfriend if she refuses to become biconscious herself. Since if that happens, if she remains monoconscious and you become a biconscious maskless, then you will see her as a hypocrite, as a bigot. You will become disgusted with her, and in time, as the disgust level grows, you will dump her or want to. But if your wife is a real fluffy, you may fear what will happen to you in the feminist-controlled divorce courts. I hope I've scared the shit out of you this evening, and that I've done the same to a lot of you other men at this meeting. There are millions of Maskus and MGTOWs in the world now, thanks to the manosphere, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets. We Maskus aim to make Maskus ideas as widely known as our feminist ideas, then to restructure society, to create a bi-conscious society, a FIP society, then to change the gender laws so that they are fair to men. We aim to put GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today, in today's gynocentric world, brackets, gender politically speaking, in which most people are still monoconscious, close brackets. We aim to legislate the para, that's paternity rejection right, comparable to women's mara, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, to give men the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life, as women already have. We aim to legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud. If you become a biconscious maskless, I hope you will join the movement and become politically active to Men Fair Society and the gender laws, so that men don't suffer at the hands of gender criminal women. For example, via the maskless big three of women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. To you other men in this audience, if you want to know more about maskless ideas, just go to YouTube and type in the search term masculism, brackets, note, not masculinism, which is an ideology pushing for the return to traditional masculine values, which is quite distinct from masculism, which is a liberation movement out to liberate men from women's gender crimes against men, close brackets. Then you can binge watch thousands of Maskus videos that will teach you what the maskless are thinking. That way, you can become biconscious maskless and actually help men, rather than being monoconscious male feminists who hold men back from their liberation. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets, click on the Maskus tab for 750 plus Maskus essays in their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, Degaris Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.